Of the 300 Wisconsin hunters and anglers questioned, more than 70% considered themselves politically conservative, and most voted for the president in the 2000 election. They favored administration efforts to restore the Florida Everglades and to help private landowners restore fish and wildlife habitat. But more than 65% opposed the Bush administration's plan to relax pollution laws for coal-fired power plants. Almost the same number opposed the way the administration has given oil developers more access to public land. George Meyer is with the Wisconsin Wildlife Federation, part of the National Wildlife Federation, which conducted similar polls in other states. Meyer says the results send a clear message.
They're concerned about the quality of life. They're concerned about habitat. They're concerned about their ability to hunt and fish. But even more importantly, about passing that quality of life down to their children and grandchildren. And you see these very, very strong values being captured in this poll.
A majority of survey respondents disagreed with the administration decisions that the Wildlife Federation says could endanger millions of acres of wetlands. But U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service Director Steve Williams says he takes exception to that. Williams says Bush has protected and even added wetland acres.
We approve projects that will have impacts on thousands of acres across the U.S.
At the state level, more than half of those surveyed said they'd support hunting and fishing license fee increases if they were used to help pay for conservation programs. And 4 out of 5 surveyed said the State Department of Natural Resources Secretary should be appointed by a panel of citizens instead of the governor. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.